The Bicknell's thrush is a small brown speckled bird that is considered one of North America's rarest songbirds. Its summer nesting grounds are limited to New York's Adirondack Mountains and high elevations in Vermont and eastern Canada. It's threatened by loss of habitat and climate change in these areas. Groups including Audubon New York, the Nature Conservancy, the Adirondack Council, and the Vermont Center for Ecosystem Studies have formed a Bicknell's Thrush Habitat Protection Fund to fund researchers in the bird's wintering grounds in the Caribbean. Adirondack Chapter of the Nature Conservancy Executive Director Mike Carr has been there.
The Bicknell's habitat is under siege in the Dominican Republic. We've been working for over a decade there in the high mountains to help preserve habitat in the Dominican Republic. We've done a good job here in the Northeast in protecting their needed range in the high mountains here, the alpine zones. But we've not done as good a job on the island of Hispaniola.
The conservation groups have awarded a $5,000 grant to Grupo Jacagua to study the bird's Caribbean habitat. Vermont Center for Ecosystem Studies Executive Director Chris Rimmer says while the amount is not large, he hopes it will be a catalyst to build the fund devoted to preserving the winter habitat of the vulnerable and rare bird.
This grant is being executed by one of our longtime local partners, Grupo Jacagua. I trust them. I know they're going to do a good job. And they're working in an area, the Sierra de Bahoruco, which is one of probably two core wintering regions for Bicknell's thrush on the planet, which has not been well surveyed before. Grupo Jacagua is going to basically ascertain the status of Bicknell's thrush in that area. And the other important piece of what they're going to do is engage some of the local communities. So I am excited about this project in and of itself, but I'm honestly more excited about the momentum that this grant award will build for the fund.
Audubon New York Director of Conservation and Science Mike Berger says the Bicknell's thrush faces threats in both its winter and summer nesting grounds, but the wintering ground is currently under the greatest threat.
The forests where it spends the winter have been reduced by about 90%. That currently is believed to be the primary threat to this species. There have been ornithologists relatively recently intensively studying winter habitat of this thrush. And we're delighted the Bicknell's Thrush Winter Habitat Fund to award Grupo Jacagua the first grant from the fund. What this is going to allow Grupo Jacagua to do is start learning more about an area close to the Haitian border where not very much is known about how Bicknell's thrush uses that area. And this is going to help them figure that out and help them develop a conservation plan.
Chris Rimmer says the grant will also help researchers understand the Bicknell's thrush full life cycle.
You can't conserve an animal that spends different parts of its annual cycle in different areas without knowing what's going on in each one of those areas. I can't say that conserving 25 acres or 100 acres of habitat on the wintering grounds will directly influence the conservation we're trying to do up here. But if we don't do that, then it almost doesn't matter what we do up here because those birds won't have adequate habitat to survive the winter.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering placing the Bicknell's thrush on the Federal Endangered Species List. Links for information on the Bicknell's thrush and the Habitat Protection Fund are available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.